So when you walk in the office, you push a little button and the picture rolls up, and all of a sudden there's your TV exposed. So it's framed out. It's a picture roll.
Nice looking.
Yeah, it's nice looking. And you can pick any arch that you want to. Or you can actually take a family photo and have them digitally put it on a mat. So if you have a TV over the fireplace and it's we've sink it into the wall, build it in, put your TV in it, you don't know there's anything there till you hit your little magic button. All of a sudden, boom!
And want to watch TV?
You want to watch TV?
So, for, especially for like some of your older homes or traditional homes, they really don't want that TV just sticking out there.
No, they don't.
So you got that covered up?
Absolutely.
And the bathrooms, you put them behind mirrors.
That's right.
I mean, so there's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than you're shaving, getting your stuff done, and you turn your TV on, and it just comes right out of the mirror, tied to a speaker in the ceiling. So I mean, it's nothing there other than a remote. You're good to go.
It's pretty cool. I watch a little Fox News in the morning, check it out. So who's going to complain? Well, we know what they're going to complain about every day, but it hadn't changed for a while, has it? But
no, it hadn't.
But listen to that. So what else do you foresee? We got the speakers. I don't know, you said even wireless speakers, if there's a place you can't put them.
Right.
And is it still the same good tone, though?
Some of the new wireless speakers do sound pretty good. The downside is, you know, you still have to plug them into power, or at least charge them up. You know, there's a gamut of things out there these days, you know, and just kind of like stuff that people really like, they want to be able to see cameras at their house. You know, if you pick up your telephone and go, well, I wonder who's at my house today, and you just pull up your app and boom.
When you came to the house, and I wasn't there yet.
Right. And so you knew who was there. You know, if you've got a Ring doorbell or a Sky bell, that's what everybody wants. They want something that's easy, something that when somebody rings their doorbell, it pulls up on their phone. They see who's there. They can talk back to them. I mean, that's what today's society is all about. It is automation.
But all too, like what he just said, a couple of times we're doing some cement work. The cement guy was there and rang the doorbell. I said, and you could talk to him. And I said, hey, it's like a walkie-talkie. And I said, I'm at the office. He goes, I got a question or two. I said, I'll be there in about 15 minutes. Boom. Instead of him leaving and driving off and not being there.
Right.
You know, when you say, hey, I'm not there yet. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. Boom. It's just a way to keep in contact with whoever's there. If you got young children or your wife's there by herself or whatever, I think it's a real big deal. Good stuff.
Well, it's safety for them as well, you know, because especially if somebody comes and rings the doorbell and they're not expecting somebody and they can pick up their phone and go, I don't know them. I can talk to them. And they may think you're home, but you could be at your office and you say, we'll just leave the package there or I'm not there right now. Leave a message or something.
But you have to have Wi-Fi pretty much.
Wi-Fi is the key.
It has to for everything.
Absolutely.
So like the ranch would be a good example where we have no Wi-Fi.
That's a problem.
Then we go back to old school.
Then we have to go back to old school.
So, but old school is not bad, folks. I'm still, I know he's giving me a hard, it's still, but old school is still pretty cool.
Well, you've got a theater at the ranch, too, that sounds pretty good that we did a long time
ago.
That's
why we're down there, the movie, it has to be, this one I'd learned too. You can have the best equipment in the world, but whatever the movie, if it's not an HD movie or if it's not the one.
If it's not recorded with digital surround,
it's not going to sound good, no matter what you have. So, but when you have the right movie and it's set up right, and I guess Claire hadn't had the exact sound on, but whatever, I think it was Eagle Eye or Golden Eye or whatever came on, that's the, you know, it has the right stuff.
Yeah, a lot of effects. And then all of a sudden your room just comes alive and
she's like, oh my God. That's how this all started, by the way. Then I told Alan, I said, it just doesn't sound the same. He goes, well, it's because you don't have our equipment in town, blah, blah, blah. Of course, he fixed it real quick, so that was amazing. But when you have the right equipment, it makes it enjoyable. So if you're going to spend time watching something, make it good.
And it saves you that $50 going to the movie and popcorn and Cokes, and you watch it in your own home.
And that's matinee time.
Oh, yeah. Matinee, for sure.
You know, getting the 50, I mean, it's expensive.
You know, I can remember back in the day when we first started doing theaters, and I put one in my house, and my dad had come over, and we were watching a movie, and the phone rings. Now, I didn't have a house phone, but the phone was ringing, and my dad got up to answer the phone thinking that it was, you know, the phone. And it was in the movie. And he's like, wow, that's incredible. Just incredible.
Yeah, but it's set up right. You hear something behind and you're looking back, who's coming in? And it's not anybody. It's all set up right.
Or bullets flying, crash your head.
Yeah. Or Top Gun. That's always a good one. It's different things. What else do you see? We got the pictures. We got the stuff, the sound, the TVs.
And you also, you know, like out the ranch. Remember we put a cell booster out there for you?
Yes. Made a tremendous difference.
People could get out there under their metal roof and you wouldn't have any cell reception or barely any reception. So Wilson cell boosters, we can put a cell booster out there and go from almost no bars to 3 or 4 bars with LTE service. So if you didn't have internet off your phone inside with a cell booster, you can do it. And they make them for you know, out of town pretty far, or even some that are closer to town that still have bad reception.
Well, even in Sabrina's house, that's all that. I mean, that bottom of the stairs, you go dead. Something's wrong over there. I mean, there needs to be a solution on that one, I told her. But I'll tell you, like, at Sonora, we got in there, I have stuff to do business. You know, still can't stop doing business. You got to take care of people. But I get right into have cell service. You know, just literally just right there. But in my house, and it's pretty much inside the house and right around it. You can't go too far from it, but right around there, I have better service there than I do in town most of the time.
Right.
Because of the booster.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is about our area where we live at, out in off of Knickerbocker, but it's there's something weird out there too. Because I need a cell booster at my own house.
Yeah, so you don't know, but it, folks, I'm going to tell you and attest that that thing works and works really, really good. And I'm getting the sign we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back and learn about some new toys. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, Alan, I know you're swamped, and I appreciate you taking your time to come in. But I think this is stuff people really want to know about their houses. We mentioned new construction, and that's real easy for insulation. I know that no matter what you're doing. But how about the people that have bought a house that's been there 25, 30, 40, 50 years? They still want the toys too.
Well, that's not a problem either. I mean, that's really kind of was our forte for a long time because we could put stuff in houses that nobody else wanted to mess with. You know, it's a little attic work, and obviously you don't want to do it, you know, this time of year, and you know, when it's 108 degrees outside. But you can come in and cut speakers in anything, run wires down a wall, like I said. Anywhere that we can put power, we can put these Nuvo amplifiers for music. And you can pipe them in any house, anywhere. It doesn't really matter how it's set up.
Hey, we were just talking, on break real quick, the house that I've been right now, there, it actually has like three different separate attics completely, and you cannot go from one to the other.
Right.
They can't duct it, though I don't know how they missed it. So this would be a solution for me.
It would, absolutely, because it all works off Wi-Fi, because you can put one amplifier on your bedroom, bathroom side of the house, and then you could put another one on the other sets of bedrooms in the party room upstairs with the pool table and all that. It's just I just got to run wires from there to the amplifier where the speakers are going to be, and so that makes it much easier because it's all connected by Wi-Fi.
So it makes it easy. Hey man, I know you're busy. Well, I'm going to get you out of here. Jerry's going to help me do our open houses, but how do they get a hold of you?
325-659-8847. We're in the Village Shopping Center on Beauregard, 2120 West Beauregard.
And he's got a neat setup there too to see kind of we can show off some of the stuff he has, like the picture that goes
up. Yeah, I can show you the picture and the mirror TVs and anything like that, full blown theater, projector screen. Yep.
If you got a problem and if you're like me, you need all the help you can do to get all this set up. He can set it up and he can give you the universal remote and set it up for you. And so you push this button, Scott, and push this button. Don't push any other buttons. And it works just fine. As long as nobody else pushes any other buttons. And it'll get it set up for you. Alan, thanks for coming.
Well, thank you.
Get out of here and go make some money. And we're going to go have fun.
Appreciate
you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, sir.
All right, bye.